So this will be a from the field. A familiar ring to it, of course, with opposing fans celebrating in the background. I just, my mind. So I decided in the fourth quarter, I'm going to come down here and I didn't want to be in the press box anymore. So I wanted to come down and sit with fans in the stands. So I came down here. So I started to walk toward the field. I think it was right before the Ward play. And then I realized it was third down and we had a chance. So I decided I stood at the very end of the press box and watched one more play. And then I was going to get on the elevator and hustle down and join the crowd for the last, 8 or 9 minutes or whatever. And sure enough, the play I watch becomes the fumble recovery we've been waiting for. So is this going to be a scoop and score to win the game? That becomes a fumble recovery. That becomes a first down and we don't even get the ball. And it was third down. So like I wanted to review the play to see if his arm was going forward, because then we would get the ball. So of course, from that point, they score. Of course, it always happens. It's always going to happen. So that's disappointing. I don't know, my main takeaway right now, I'm looking at Riley right now, walking off the field, and he's like, he couldn't have more dirt on him and more bruises. And can one player get more beat up in one game? I don't know how he did it. I don't even know. And that's, man, there's coaching questions, but I don't question these players. I can't. Riley shows heart like that, dude. I just put you on a shelf. I'm gonna go get an O'Toole jersey for my collection, because it was fantastic work. I tip my cap. Got to be Houston Bates. Oh yeah, here we go. At the University of Illinois. How often can you have a moment like this,
ladies and gentlemen,
where the MVP is an Illini player?
Louisiana Tech senior defensive end, your MVP, Houston Bates.
And there you go. So this is a new one, okay? A player I used to defend nonstop when he was named honorable mention All Big Ten last year. I went all over the place. When he announced he was transferring, I wrote a post on how, it's going to be it's a one-loss because we have nobody to replace him. And then to have that player I used to defend finally have his breakout game against us. Illinois will forever be so Illinois. And we will forever
making the presentation.
Just take these things. So I hope you're enjoying.
Skip Holtz.
Okay, you're a little excited, Mr. PA guy. No, he's not. He's not a little excited. He's just doing his normal thing. He'd be doing that, and I'd be screaming just like those people, just like I was in San Francisco on the field. Holding up the trophy, band playing. he's not. Yep. I'll just let you listen.
All our seniors, we put in a lot of hard work this summer, and we really want to thank y'all. The trouble for y'all, how about the Dogs?
How about them Dogs? Oh, man, oh, man. So there's
Sox
my...
Sox beats Heart of Dallas, Paul.
I'm leaving next year to
gladly accept this trophy.
Congratulations.
And we want to say thank you to the city of Dallas, Zoxbees, the Heart of Dallas, first responders, but to these players with the heart and soul that they showed this game today, I'm just excited to say that I'm a Bulldog.
Until he goes at 9-3 next year and takes another job. I shouldn't be bitter. I really shouldn't. It doesn't matter. He's playing to the crowd. I would want our side to do the same. Points yards with no points has been so us forever.
Like,
Illinois football has been yards with no points for years. So to have a bowl game and get excited and then have a yards with no points game, man, that's a tough pill to swallow. So, I mean, overall, I was really excited about the crowd. We maybe had three times the crowd we had in San Francisco, maybe four times the crowd. So, you know, that was good to see. And, you know, it's just fun to walk around tailgates and see orange and blue. And, you know, the majority of my friends could care less about Illinois football. Just get me to basketball season. So I always kind of feel like in a game like this, like the purists are here. You know, it's just like that Penn State game. Those 14,000 people or whatever that showed up, like those are my people, and that's my thing. So it's like this is like I can't explain it. It's like this warm feeling when there's a gathering like this of everybody, you know, supporting the team I'm crazy about. So to then, you know, get to that point, and I'm in the press box, and I'm standing, and Ward scoops the fumble, and I'm thinking, here we go, and this is what I'm going to write about. And then he fumbles, and of course they complete the long pass, and then we can't stop him suddenly after, you know, cutting down the first 10 third down attempts or whatever we did. It's just, man, hard to swallow. I don't know. Overall, this will be something that, you know, most people probably disagree with. 6-7, I'm good with that. We need more next year. I'm happy with the seniors' fight. I'm happy that they fought and they found a way to get a bowl game. And now every ounce of expectations cranks up. You know, 6 wins isn't acceptable next year. You know, it has to be a step forward with that many starters returning. All of these things out there. I've been pointing to 15 for what? How many years have I been right about? 2.5 years? Been pointing to 15 and saying that's when we'll have a full roster and that's when we'll have experience and depth. And so 15 is upon us. 14 ended poorly. 15 must be a step forward. Go Lionel.